the next area that I want to cover in improving your productivity is that I'd like you and I need you to delegate as much as possible. What you need to focus on is this. What can you do and only you do that adds the most value to your organization? Once again, what can you and only you do that adds the most value to your organization? This is what you need to focus on. This is the 20% in the 80-20 rule that we've talked about. This is quadrant two. Not urgent, but very, very, very important. Anything that you are not good at, that you don't like to do, for which somebody else is better at, for which somebody else can do cheaper, should be delegated to them. You need to figure out what you can delegate, what you can outsource, what you can eliminate. Now, one key tip here, keep a running list of things that you find yourself doing every day that you shouldn't be doing. You know, what are the things that really add value to your company and you're great at? Those go on your to-do list. So your to-do list is, what are the things that really add value to your company that you're really great at? Now, what are the things that you are doing that somebody else can do better as well as or nearly as well as you? This you keep on your list in your desk drawer or on your desk, and you start delegating them. Okay, I have my list on my desk. Whenever I do something that I believe I shouldn't have done, I write it down. I order, you know, looking at my old lists, sending a fax. I went to the other office. There's no fax in my office here. I don't want to be distracted with it. I printed out my letter. I signed it. I walked to the other office. I stuck it through the fax machine. It took me 3 minutes. Wasted my time. We were out of some office supplies. I went to our online office supply account and I ordered 6 items. I decided to renew, you know, a couple things that of the things we knew, I knew we needed. I checked out. 6 minutes wasted there. You got to write down these things that you're doing that you should not be doing, and you need to start delegating them. The process of really valuing your time will help you to delegate more. And the first question to answer is, how much is your time worth? Now, let me give you a quick, very easy example. Take your annual earnings or the salary goal, your annual goal, and divide it by, you know, let's call it 2,000 hours, 40 hours a week, 50 weeks per year. So if you say, I want a $200,000 salary this year, divide 200,000 by 2,000, that equals $100 per hour. So your time is worth $100 per hour. Now, answer this question. Would you pay somebody $100 an hour or more to make coffee for you, to fill out forms, to answer silly questions, to send my fax, to order your supplies? Certainly not. So these are things you need to delegate. I mean, the fact that I'm essentially, when I send a fax, I'm essentially paying somebody over $100 an hour to send faxes, it's not worth it. You need to delegate that. Once you start really valuing your time, you will achieve more, and others will start to value it more too. Now, I want to talk about some tips, some keys to delegating, because most delegating is done improperly, incorrectly, and you don't get any of the real value of delegating. If you don't delegate correctly, things don't get done, or they get done poorly, and actually it may take you, and often takes you, more time to do. And that's why the saying, you know, if you want something done right, you do it yourself, to where that statement comes from. It comes from somebody that didn't know how to delegate properly. And that person who came up with that phrase most likely was not very, very successful. So if you want to delegate properly, here are the proper steps to delegating. Step one is identify the right person to delegate to. Okay, as you know, everyone has a different set of tasks. Everyone has a different to-do list. And we'll talk in a few moments about how do you get these peak productivity principles within your organization. And one is to look at the to-do lists of your coworkers or your employees, and by looking at the to-do lists, you'll know who is working on the mission-critical items and who should not be bothered with tasks that you need to delegate and who has the bandwidth. So one, identify the right person to delegate to. Two, you need to clearly define the task, clearly define the deliverables, and clearly define the completion date and why it needs to be done. You need to give information. You can't just say, do this, bye. You need to spend time. You need to clearly define the task, the deliverables, the completion date, and why it needs to be done. If not, you're going to get poor results. You need to discuss, thirdly, discuss the plan of action, how the task can be accomplished. Now, I do understand that what I'm saying here does apply for more complex tasks. If something's very, very easy, if I'm saying, hey, you know, fax this page, you don't need to go through this elaborate thing, but you really don't want to do that. You don't really want to delegate one very quick task like that. You want to delegate a process. I want you to handle all of my faxes, okay? I send an average of one fax a week or one fax a day. I want you to handle all of my faxes, okay? Now, I'm going to choose the right person to handle that. I'm going to create a process. I'm going to email you the fax. I want you to print it out. I want you to use the stamp to sign my name. I want you to date it this way. I want you to fax it this way. When it's done, I want you to put a stamp on it. I want you to put it in this pile. I want you to do this. And you really need to define why I want you to do this, what the deliverables are, the completion date. When I email you a fax, it means it needs to be faxed out by the end of that business day. So once again, I'll start over. One, identify the right person to delegate to. Two, clearly define the task, the deliverables, the completion date, and why it needs to be done. Third key to effective delegating, discuss the plan of action, how the task can be accomplished. Four, have the person that you delegate to repeat the task and the deliverables back to you to ensure they understand it. Too many people nod. They say, yes, yes, I get it. And if you ask them to repeat it back, they got it wrong. Have them repeat it back to you. Fifth, monitor the progress and provide feedback, particularly for longer-term tasks. Monitor their progress and provide feedback. Six, this dovetails on providing feedback, evaluate performance. If somebody does a B-plus job the first time, what are they going to do the next time? Are they going to do an A-plus job the next time? Well, they're not. They're going to do a B-plus or lower job the next time because they think their B-plus job was good enough. You need to provide feedback. They did a great job, evaluate performance. They did a great job, explain why they did a great job. They did a great job, but a couple things weren't great. Explain what those things were. Tell them they did a great job. Tell them what was good, what was bad. You need to evaluate performance so that you get better and better and better, so that makes you more comfortable delegating tasks to them and frees up your time to do higher value-added things. You need to understand and accept the following. For repeat tasks, for ongoing tasks you want someone to do, it will often take at least twice as long to delegate it the first time as doing it yourself. It will take twice as long, if not more, to delegate that task. It's very frustrating, and that's why people say, I'm just going to do it myself. It's faster this way. That's what this is about. It's about planning. Productivity, key to productivity, is planning. If you have something right now, how many tasks do you have on your plate that you should be able to delegate? There are so many tasks that I was doing, and let's say it was taking me, you know, 1 hour a month to do. So that's 12 hours a year. And that first time, maybe it took me 3 hours to teach somebody. Maybe it took me an hour to give feedback and monitor. So it took me 4 hours the first month, or the first couple months. It took me 4 hours versus 1 hour. But over the year, it only took me 4 hours. I saved 8 hours for the year because it would have taken me 12 hours to do it myself. And over 2 years and over 3 years. And I've now trained somebody and I've improved my delegation skills. It's going to save me more and more hours. You got to accept that it's going to take you longer to delegate most things than doing it yourself. It could take you double the time. It could take you even triple the time. So you got to look at, for repeat tasks, it's worth it. You need to block out the time and get it done, and get the delegation done. And this does go back to a key point about selling your business by making your business run without you. That's the key to a sellable business, to a systematized business, to a successful business. A business that can run without you, that can run without the business owner. That's a business that somebody wants to buy for a whole lot of money because they know that the business is going to run, that the people are trained, they've been delegated tasks, the business runs, and the owner operator, the head person, the business manager can focus on growing the business, not day-to-day operations. The second thing I want you to understand and accept is that things may not get done as well as if you did them yourself. Good enough is often good enough. If you have a task that absolutely has to get done a certain way and you're the only person in the world to do it that way, then go ahead and do it yourself. But I'm pretty sure that with the vast majority of tasks, you can delegate them, you can get them done as well as they need to be done, or you can work that person, train them more, but maybe it's not done to your exact specifications, but maybe you need to think about, maybe that's okay. Maybe it's okay if it's only done 95% of the way there. It's good enough if it saves you enough time that you can focus on another key priority to grow your business. Now, as I just said, effective delegation makes you replaceable. This is what you want. You want to be replaceable. Allows you to spend more time growing versus simply maintaining your business. It allows you to spend less time working and or to take real vacations. Lets the business run without you. You need to relax once in a while. You need to take a vacation once in a while to clear your brain, to come back refreshed and more productive. As I mentioned, effective delegation by making it replaceable makes your business more attractive to buyers.